Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I am a proud pro-life Democrat. So do you want the support of pro-life Democrats, pro-life Democratic voters? There are about 21 million of us. And if so, would you support more moderate platform language in the Democratic Party to ensure that the party of diversity and inclusion really does include everybody?
Well, I respect where you're coming from, and I hope to earn your vote, but I'm not going to try to earn your vote by tricking you. I am pro-choice, and I believe that a woman ought to be able to make that decision. Here's what I...
Well, that was Kristen Day at the Pete Buttigieg town hall on Fox News last night. Give credit to Pete Buttigieg for going on Fox News and understanding a large portion of the country watches Fox News and giving Fox News viewers a chance to take in what he has to say, if in fact they choose to. But Kristen Day introduced herself there as a pro-life Democrat. So they exist, and she says there are 21 million of them. So I wanted to talk to her. Really excited to see her stand up and ask that question and be heard. She is the executive director for Democrats for Life of America, and Kristen Day joins us right now. Kristen, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
So let me ask you this question. You stood up. You asked that question of Pete Buttigieg. He said he's not going to trick you. He said that it's a woman's right to choose. That kind of doesn't take into account whether or not it's a baby or not. But were you satisfied with Pete Buttigieg's answer last night?
Well, the ironic thing was, is I didn't ask him his position on abortion. And that wasn't my question.
That's true.
I know where he stands. You know, he's been pretty clear that he supports abortion up to 9 months, wants taxpayers to pay for it.
Ugh.
And thinks that unwanted babies are less valuable than wanted babies. So, you know, that wasn't the question, though. The question was, I wanted to know if he wanted the support of pro-life Democratic voters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and would he be open to platform language that reflected the diversity of opinion within our party?
Well,
and
yeah, I
he didn't answer.
That's true. And that's a really astute point, and I'm glad you made it. Is there a Democratic nominee right now that you feel does embrace people who have that pro-life stance yet still identify as Democrats?
Not at this point, no. None of the presidential candidates have expressed any interest in the support from pro-life Democrats to date.
So let me ask you this. Kristen Day, you are the executive director for Democrats for Life of America on the Fox News town hall last night with Pete Buttigieg. You're pro-life, but you're also Democrat. What is it that makes you want to identify yourself as a Democrat who's pro-life as opposed to a Republican who's maybe some other things?
Yeah, no, so I've been a Democrat my whole life. My first campaign was the Dukakis campaign. And, you know, I worked for three different legislators in Congress. And, you know, I was proud to support and work on legislation such as the ADA and family and medical leave and things that the Democrats really pushed for to support working families. So that's what made me a Democrat in the first place. And, you know, I do believe that the government has a responsibility to help out people who need assistance. And that's a different philosophy than the Republican Party. But we definitely can get to work all across to work together on things. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think for me, the pro-life issue is the number one important issue for me.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
the party has made it clear recently that we're not welcome in the party anymore. They've really become more extreme on it. Imposing litmus tests that just says that we can't be part of the party. It's very disappointing and discouraging.
Well, Kristen, let me play another clip for you here, and I want to get your reaction to this.
All of us here today understand an eternal truth. Every child is a precious and sacred gift from God. Together, we must protect, cherish, and defend the dignity and the sanctity of every human life.
Well, Trump's a super polarizing figure as a Democrat. I don't know if you were like, if you just got a rash from hearing his voice or if hearing that message that he delivered, the first president to speak at the March for Life last week was a historical moment. Where do you, Kristen Day, executive director for Democrats for Life of America, and the 21 million people who you say are with you, those Democrats who are pro-life, If you don't have that candidate in the Democratic primary and Donald Trump is advocating for this, which in many cases, abortion is a single issue vote for a lot of people. Where does that shake out for Democrats who are like you?
I know they're going to have to make a decision when it comes time to vote. And I know a lot of pro-life Democrats struggled in 2016. And, the pro-life Democrats that I spoke to and asked what they did, a lot of them stayed home, didn't vote. In 2016, some did vote for President Trump, and some wrote in candidates. But mm-hmm. I would say a vast majority of pro-life Democrats did not vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So I think you can probably see the same sort of shakeout in 2020, because if somebody like an Elizabeth Warren or a Pete Buttigieg is the nominee, somebody who clearly said that they don't want pro-life Democrats in the party, why should pro-life Democrats give their vote to them?
Right.
Kristen,
every vote matters, so you gotta ask and try to get the vote from everybody.
Sure.
Kristen, you represent such an interesting faction within the Democratic Party. With the party moving further left, with the laws becoming more and more extreme in favor of abortion from Democrats, do you feel like your group, pro-life Democrats, is growing right now or is shrinking?
It's ironic. It's growing. I think pro-life Democrats are very frustrated about being marginalized. And, we've been supporting the party and on all these issues, and they're just taking us for granted. And I'm just seeing a lot of frustration and fed up. People are fed up, and they're not going to just give their vote away anymore to a party that, we agree with on 80 to 90% of issues. Mm. But this one issue is so important, and the fact that the Democratic Party has shifted so far to say that a baby who survives an abortion isn't worthy of a health care. That's extreme. And that's not where a majority of the country stands. And that's not where pro-life Democrats stand. And we're not going to stand for that position anymore.
Is this going to really hurt the Democratic Party? As you say, this is a faction that's growing within the Democratic Party. These are people who you say people might just stay home from the election, at least in the presidential election.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it will. I think, we'll see what happens as this campaign goes on and what the Democratic Party decides to do with the pro-life Democratic voters. They can continue down this road of just imposing litmus tests. I mean, the Democratic Attorney General's Association decided that they were no longer going to endorse pro-life Democratic candidates. And the Act Blue, the fundraising site for Democratic candidates, refused to allow the Democrats for Life of America PAC fundraise on the site because of the pro-life position. So, the more the extreme they do, the more litmus tests that are imposed, it's going to hurt the party.
We're speaking with Kristen Day, the executive director for Democrats for Life of America. She was able to ask Pete Buttigieg a question last night at the town hall saying she's a pro-life Dem. Does Pete Buttigieg want her vote? And he just kind of sidestepped the question and said he's pro-life. You can follow her on Twitter at ProLifeDem. And you kind of made a point when we were talking at the beginning, and you said something about privilege, and I don't remember exactly what you're speaking to, but this is something that really, I'm extremely pro-life, I'm also a Republican, but the pro-life thing to me, that it really shocks me for a lot of people who are progressive, is that I look at progressives in general as, in many cases, people who have really, really big hearts. And I guess the conservative in me is too pragmatic and practical and kind of like curmudgeon-y, I guess, to feel like those progressive ideas can actually take place. But the privilege of being a wanted child, or the privilege,
right,
or the lack of privilege that exists for a child who gets to be expendable, to me, that just screams at the core of what that bleeding heart liberal should want to defend, is to help the helpless, the truly helpless life inside of that mother's womb. I've had three children myself. I've had a miscarriage.
Yep.
Where is the compassion that bleeding heart liberal progressives are, I mean, that's the thing about them that I love the most. I wish conservatives would be more compassionate the way progressives are, and I wish progressives would be a little more pragmatic like conservatives are. Where's the compassion?
Oh, you just said that. That was very well said. And you hit the nail on the head. Yes. The Democratic Party taking this position goes against what their philosophy is in helping the hopeless and the vulnerable and those in need. And yet this tiny baby who did nothing wrong, they have no problem just saying you're not worthy and your life isn't worth it.
So you think you're making an impact with these 21 million and counting Democrat voters who, in many situations, in many issues in the Democratic Party right now, the position being taken is quite an extreme position. I live in the state of Illinois, and we have maybe the most progressive abortion laws in the country. I commend you for speaking up, and we could talk some other day about what other things that you go down swinging on being a Democrat. But this is an issue that you and I, as women, can stand next to each other and fight together. And I commend you for standing up and bringing.
Thank you. Speaking of Illinois, Dan Lipinski, who is the co-chair of the Pro-Life Caucus, he's a pro-life Democrat. Wonderful, wonderful legislator. Mm-hmm. And most of the presidential candidates have endorsed his opponent, who is running on an abortion plank only. So anyone in Illinois, please go support Dan Lipinski. He is a strong pro-life Democrat. He needs every ounce of help that we can keep him in Congress and represent pro-life voters, whether you're Republican or Democrat. He represents the pro-life view brilliantly in Congress, and we need to keep him there.
Kristen Day, a pleasure to speak with you today. Good to have a Democrat on that we can have a good conversation with, and would love to do it more often. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Anytime. Thank you.
Absolutely. She's the executive director for Democrats for Life of America, and I would beg you, implore you to go on Twitter, @ProLifeDem. Follow her. Thank her for coming on the show, because that exchange with Mayor Pete last night, such a good point that didn't even occur to me. She said, basically, do you want my vote? I'm a pro-life Democrat here. And he does, in my opinion, what is the most cop-out thing he can do and be like, I'm pro-choice. That's all you need to know about me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he at least didn't try to pander to her. He said he was pro-choice.
Yeah.
So I respect that. But 21 million people is not insignificant.
No.
21 million people, that's like the whole St. Louis market area times 7.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
And you consider, too, man, I'm as pro-life as it gets. I believe life starts at conception. But if I were in Congress and I were able to get a bill that would bring the limit to when abortions are legal down to first trimester, and that would eliminate it from happening in the second and third trimester, I'd take that bet, because you'd save lives. There is middle ground to be sensibly had on this issue that we can't have a discussion about right now, because seriously, I wonder if Chuck's still listening. We have states like the state of Illinois, like Virginia. Oh my goodness, Governor Northam, what are you doing? That believe until the baby passes through the birth canal, that it is nothing. That it's nothing. I don't understand the willed ignorance behind that, because you know what it is. Babies, one of my closest friends, born in 1983, was born at 24 weeks gestation. He's doing just fine. In the early 80s. He's in his late 30s now. Just wanted to remind him. Late 30s. And he's doing just fine. It's a life. Come fight me. Chuck. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get an update on the Trump legal team defense as Ken Starr is presenting it right now in long form. But I don't think it's going to go as long as Adam Schiff. I think Adam Schiff is probably still talking in a closet somewhere. Just talking and talking. And I'm going to explain what I think is going on with this Bolton, bombshell. I saw people calling it a bumshell. It's a little more accurate with the New York Times. All of that when we come back. And you and me on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show, over the break right now. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.